What's up, little sis?
Hey, you would think if we in season two now, you think I would get ready by now, but you know this intro, I think it gets shorter and shorter every episode.
Look, wait, they see the new one. We gonna be on stage before you know it.
Child, we gonna be coming through the ceiling. I keep telling people, I'm just trying to tell you, we gonna come through the ceiling. Y'all gonna
all
be
because
like,
you keep saying it.
I'm trying to tell you, watch. Season three is gonna be a bond burner.
Okay, it might. Don't threaten them.
You see
time.
Her background; it doesn't change. So you know, we get there. We get there. Y'all crazy. See mine is regular. I ain't.
Listen, you always
we done had that discussion. Now that ain't the gift. Y'all hear the sound? Okay, that's me. You see the visual? That's her. That's not the gift. God gave you girl, okay? I'm just here to tell y'all. I'm trying to tell the people.
Always coming up here cutting up in the beginning. At least we be having serious conversations, y'all. She be cutting up.
All right, okay.
Lord.
We gonna be serious. I'm excited about today's episode. Actually, I'm excited about the whole season because I feel like this season is going to be really, really good. We're going to do some work internally. And it's not going to be one of those seasons where we're just talking and guiding you on what to do. We are actually doing it with you. So it's like we're all going through a transformative journey. So I'm excited. I'm excited about this season. I think this season is going to be really, really good. So you guys, if you're listening and you're watching, we have questions that we're going to ask one another, and we have prompts and different things like that. So I want you to just listen or watch initially. And then after the episode is over, go back and then write down those prompts and ask yourself those questions and answer those questions for yourself and really do the work, because that's what it's for. You know, we heal, healing hearts and inspiring change. So really, really take the time to dig into season two, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to really transform and grow this season.
That part. You know what I forgot to do? Now, how we going to tell them about the prompt if I ain't even put the prompt up there?
Listen, I already told y'all. You hear us? That's me. My sound good.
Look, I'm sitting there. I'm like, wait a minute. She said something about the prompt. I ain't even prepared a prompt. I had the questions right with you, but I ain't prepared that prompt.
Yeah, well, I guess that could be.
But yeah, well,
I don't know how we're gonna pivot that, because if you put the prompt up, then you got to take the prompt down and put the questions in. So
I mean, we got to let them know, you know, what it was about too. Like what was the purpose behind it? You know what I'm saying? So I got it. I thought about it after the fact, and I wasn't working while you was over talking.
This is real time. Okay. Cause baby, listen,
boom. There we go.
Prompt. Okay, so for my audio babies, because you know I'm an audio girl, the prompt says, write down your long-term goals. What does your life look like 5 or 10 years from now? And how will you rise up like a lion to achieve it? Now, if you have not listened to our episode from last week, or if you have not ever listened to our episodes, we are two podcasters as well as life coaches. And whenever you hear the term lion, you have to think about author Nikki Nicole, coach author Nikki Nicole, because she is all about lion mentality, and she will dive deeper into that, you know, as we go into the season. And I am all about graceful empowerment and living an intentional life. So if you hear stuff about grace and things of being intentional and gratefulness and all that good things, that's all me. So we trying to incorporate a little bit of both and kind of give y'all a piece of us in these episodes as we come every week.
Yeah, man, that first 30-day challenge led me to do that challenge every month because it really was changing people's lives. It was changing my own life. So I had to, I'm helping people step into their lion mentality for real and start believing in themselves. So, hey, I'm loving this journey. I ain't gonna lie.
See, for me, I did it a little different. For me, because I celebrated a whole new year of life, I did like a self-reflection journey. Trying to kind of shed what I've been through the past 38 years of life and entering in this new year. I didn't want to enter in this new year with the same old heaviness that I've entered in previous birthdays and all this. So everything is new for me. You know, my mindset is what's for me this year won't miss me. So I've done a lot of self-reflection in the last month, you know, since we've been off. From season one into now, just doing self-reflection, and those journal prompts help me, you know, like really tapping in and getting my mind clear so we can focus on this new journey that we're on. And I don't have any fullness from the old, so God can give me what I need in the new.
If I can take myself off mute, I can talk. Oh, man. So, okay, so who asked, you said you're going to ask the questions because this was my prompt, y'all. This is my prompt sure. That I had to write on.
And listen, we're going to get this by mid-season. I promise you, we're going to be all mixed up. We got it together right now, but I promise we're going to be all.
Look, so I wrote two pages, right? And sis was like, you did what? I wrote two pages based off mm-mm. the prompt, right?
Nope. Mm-mm. Okay. the question says, how do you define owning your journey, and what does it mean to you personally?
I feel like before you can own your journey, you got to know who you are. Like you can't own anything that you're not sure about. So once you know who you are, then you start moving into, you know, your plans for your life and what you're going to do and this, that, and the fourth. You can make goals, set goals and things like that. But you can't own anything without knowing who you are. If you don't know your name, then how are you going to put it on the deed? You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it took me a while to get there, though. It took me a while to get to owning my journey because I felt like it was somebody else's journey for a long time because I was hiding. I was hiding behind the shadows as somebody else or just not standing out, period. You know, so it's hard when you a person that's been through a lot, number one, a person that has low self-esteem, a person that holds themselves back from a lot of things and just scared of everything. Oh, God, what are they going to think about me? What are they going to say about me? So you can't really own your journey until you get rid of the self-doubt, until you know who you are, until you stop being afraid too. So owning your journey to me means personally that you put your all into it. Everything that you do, you put all of you in it forcefully. And you're not going to stop until you get what you want in that moment and in that time that you deserve to get. You own everything you touch. Everything I touch, that's mine. That's mine. And that's where I'm at right now in life. I'm right in that moment where, you know what? I'm going after everything I deserve. Because I missed so many years of not getting it. So it's time for me to own it. I signed my deed.
I definitely want to piggyback off that. And before we get into the next question, I definitely want us to first answer the prompt originally and just talk about where we want to be in 5 years or 10 years. And then we can get into the questions. But personally, for me, owning your journey is, like you said, it's a selfishness that should come over you. It's a boldness that should come over you. It's a level of confidence because it's one thing when you rent a thing and it's another thing when you own a thing. Like when you have something like, okay, let's talk about a relationship. If you're in a relationship with someone and you're just dating them, casually dating them, there's a level of uncertainty that comes with that casual dating because you don't know if this is yours for real, or, you know, if y'all on the same page or whatever the case may be. But when you are exclusively dating and or married, there's a level of confidence. There's a level of safety. It should be anyway, when you know something is yours. Like if you have your phone versus somebody else's phone, when something is yours, there is a level of safety because you know it's yours. So you become a good steward over it. You honor it. You take value in it as opposed to something that's not yours. You won't care for it as much. Like you'll love children, but your children, your babies, oh, you're gonna take care of your babies because it's yours. So I think when you talk about your journey, we really have to tap into the fact that it's our journey and nobody else's. We can listen to other people's suggestions, but at the end of the day, it's ours. So whatever decisions that we make and whoever we decide to listen to, we have to understand that the consequences, repercussions, benefits, whatever comes with those decisions that we make are ours. So we might as well make sure that we do things that feel right to us because we're the only people that's going to have to endure what comes with it.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Ooh, she said a lot there. Y'all heard that visual?
Oh my God.
Oh, he's got to mess with her, man. She said she ought to be like, y'all ever watch Golden Girls? And Golden Girls be like, what, Sophia?
She that's said, my that one. That's my girl now. I love me some Sophia. And she was the youngest one in real life, which is crazy. But
oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah, yeah. She was the youngest one. Yeah.
What she used to say? She said, "Picture this," and then she started telling a story.
1980. Yeah.
Yo, when she do a visual, I'm gonna say, "Picture this."
Picture this now.
Okay, I'm always good though. Always good though. All right, so see, we gonna answer the prompt first. Okay, so I wrote on this prompt, y'all. I wrote on this prompt 2 pages, but I'm not gonna hold y'all long with that. You know, I'm not gonna hold you. I'm just gonna say the first couple of sentences or so. So when I wrote the prompt, I said, "So I have not been to sleep yet." Yeah, because I was up right and late, y'all, with this. I had to start it off like that.
You are, listen, people gotta understand first before you get in. You are an author, okay? So this is what you do. You are going to stretch things out. Okay, now look, this ain't the gift God gave me. If y'all heard my previous episodes and seasons, okay, my previous episodes in my first season was 7 minutes, baby. We brief over here, okay? We Catholic Church over here. That right, she Pentecostal, okay? You gonna get it when authentic.
You just call me Pentecostal.
I'm Catholic. We gonna. Hallelujah, amen, we out.
Ooh, I'm done.
Author Nikki Nicole, baby. You want her to do, okay? Thorough, okay? That's what she gonna, that's what you gonna get.
You didn't have to do me like that. Pentecostal.
Talk about something. I wrote, I didn't go to sleep yet. See, that's that author mentality. You gotta paint the picture. You talk about me with the visuals. Okay, all right. That's why I was 2 pages, because you didn't go to sleep. All right. Because we ain't going to make these episodes an hour long like last
season. Let me read my prop, y'all. See, I ain't going to hold you. I'm just going to read a little slip of it. All right, so we already established I didn't go to sleep yet. That's the first thing I wrote, right? So I decided to stay up to write and reflect. Every time I set long-term goals, somehow they get lost in my thoughts. Sometimes I feel like I should be in a different phase in my life by now. I am 45 and still trying to figure it out. Some of my classmates are doing so well. Yeah, I have a degree, but what good is it when I cannot find a job with it? Yeah, this, I don't know, y'all. I was a little deep, probably because I was sleepy, but
see,
I was deep.
That's the only thing, you, man. I was deep, though. Tell you.
I just feel like I wasted too much time doing nothing. Feel like I've wasted. Oh, I said that already. Now I finally feel like I am doing something great as a podcaster. But I cannot truly go all the way because I cannot let my household suffer. Should I stop there? Because you looking at me like, stop, stop.
Because it's the author in you. Like, you painting a picture, but you didn't answer the question.
All right, when okay, do you okay, see okay. yourself? Okay, let me keep going then. Let me keep going. Okay,
go ahead.
I feel like I've missed so many opportunities because I did not have the money to travel at the time. Now my car is down. See, I got real personal. Now my car is down and I don't know when I'll be able to get back on the road. I just feel like it's always something. When I published my first four books, things started looking up for me, but I ended up in the same space then too. If I had to write down my long-term goals, it would be simple. One, be a household name. Two, be financially stable. Three, be a full-time successful entrepreneur in all areas of my expertise. Four, own a house. My goals are simple now. I just want to be happy and successful. That's all I'm going to read, y'all. I got to go further. See, this is going to make sense. I can't leave. I'm leaving y'all on the cliffhanger if I stop.
That's what good authors do. They leave you on the cliffhanger.
Because the next sentence say, in five or 10 years, I want to be a successful business owner, life coach, graphic designer, podcaster, author who is happy, successful, and well-known. Then there was a second part to that, right? Yeah. How will I rise up like a lion to achieve all of my dreams? So I got to keep going. The first step is for me to believe in myself and push myself past my limits. This year, I cannot afford to let fear stop me. I have to know my worth and start standing on business. I know it's going to be hard, but I cannot give up now. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there.
Standing on business is easier said than done. And when you are a recovering people pleaser, baby, it's one of the hardest things because you don't only stand on business with other people. You have to stand on business with yourself because you have to set boundaries within yourself in order for you to set boundaries with other people. And that's the hardest thing, like discipline. Yeah, discipline is a hard thing. Now watch this, y'all. Yeah. Now you done heard the soliloquy, right? The author Nikki Nicole just gave y'all. Watch this. Now listen to mine. Watch this. In 5 years, okay? Watch this. All right, I'm 39, okay? So in 5 years, I will be happily married with a soon-to-be preteen, teenager, and two adult children. I will be working doing something I love while building a brand with the man that I love and doing ministry that honors God. Boom, bam. In 10 years, I will be enjoying life and preparing to be an empty nester. Hallelujah. Flourishing in my career and financially stable. Boom, bam. Second one, or third one, I should say, how I plan to rise up. I plan to rise up by not settling for less than I deserve and taking everything that's on the table. That's alarming because that's what you just said. And that everything that's on the table and that's mine to have. I also plan on tapping into the skills God gave me and allowing him to guide me through this journey properly. You see that? I told you, Catholic Church, we in and we out. I answer the questions, so we get in and we get out. Now, if you want me to elaborate, we can elaborate, but... I ain't doing that on paper. No, I ain't got time. We ain't.
Listen, in my defense, it was late. It was late, like late.
Okay, so let's break it down for the people that don't know you. See, you have two different people, right, that's doing this podcast. You have a night owl, and you got an early bird. Mm-hmm. So me doing this, these prompts, is at night. I'm trying to go to sleep. Boom, bam. I'm going to answer the question, and I'm going night-night. This is when author Nikki Nicole gets her second wind. This is when she is hyped. This is when her juices is flowing. Now, if this was the other way around and this was the morning, you're going to get Popeye because she's going to be Popeye and she's going to have one eye open and she's going to give you the short version because she barely can see because she, you know. But if this was me in the morning, oh, yeah, like I'm typing. So that's why the answers are the way that they are. Okay. Because, yeah, no.
She said Boo Bell.
Yeah, no. But yeah, I think that the important thing to realize is it's important to have goals, and it's important to make sure that you still dream, man, because sometimes we could get so focused on doing the day to day, and we could get focused on being parents and spouses and whatever roles that we have in, you know, whatever job that we decided, because a lot of us are not doing what we dream. A lot of us are doing what we have to do, you know, to provide. So it's important to remember and always have these goals in the forefront of your mind, because you have to have something to look forward to. When we were growing up, we had things to look forward to, being adults and different things like that. But then as we grew, we had to kind of detour from the plan, because life started to life. We either had children early or things happened and we had to go into the working field. Like you said, you went to school and you ain't even doing what you got a degree in. So that's a whole nother episode. So it's like, we have to be mindful and intentional that we only have one life. Yeah. This is our journey. And we have to sprinkle in a little bit of ourself, or a little bit of our wants, our needs, and our desires in our own journey. Don't spend our whole lives doing for other people, doing what they want us to do, building their brands, because we're going to their jobs every day. And we die with our dreams and our goals. We have to own our journey. We have to be selfish a little bit. And it's okay, as long as we are, you know, showing up, giggle your word, showing up for people. But we have to show up for ourselves. It's time to show up for ourselves, because we only get one shot at this. We will never see this day again.
Period. But, you know, I think it's important to set goals. You know, it's okay to sit down and say, you know, okay, these are my long-term goals. These are my short-term goals. But they don't mean anything until you put action behind them. You can write them down all day long, look at them, paint a picture, draw over them, whatever you want to do. But if you're not taking those small steps, at least the small steps towards those goals, it's just something you wrote down. So write it down, of course, dream about it, but also every day take a step towards it, or it's just going to be something you just wrote. That's it. I'm not big on setting goals. I used to write down my goals all the time, but then life starts happening, and then you get distracted. You know what I'm saying? You get distracted away from what you're going to do. But this is why I have all these, y'all can't see it, but I have dry erase boards around me, because I have to write it down in front of me. It has to be something that I see every single day. If I see it every single day, then I know that I got to do this. I got to do something to get there. So my advice, I don't know how you do things. If you're visual, like Sis, she's a visual person. I don't know if you have to touch it, see it, or whatever you have to do. Make it where you can make it more real and more tangible to you. If you have to write it down and you see it every single day, then you know, oh, I said I'm going to write that book. You know you got to sit down at some point and write something. It could be a paragraph. Just take a small step. Small progress is good progress. You're going to get there eventually.
Yeah.
That's my take. That's my take. Okay, so next question.
Look, can you share a pivotal moment in your life that shaped your approach to goal setting?
That's deep. I got a lot of moments. Because life be life. I got a lot of moments, but I don't know if I can think of one in particular. Let's see. Maybe when I first relocated to North Carolina. Okay, anybody in their right mind would be like, you know, I got a new job, a new area. They're going to instantly just move. They're not going to think about the outcomes of things. They're not really going to think about too much. Because when I did relocate, the job actually paid for all of that to relocate.
Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah, but what I wasn't thinking about was my wife was in the medical field and had a certification in the medical field. But we didn't do no research to find out that when she got to North Carolina, she had to take the class all over again and get certified again.
Yeah.
So that became a barrier. That became an issue. because when we got here, it was the only income. And with that being said, we struggled.
Yeah.
We struggled, and then we went down this long road. And I say long road, a lot of people don't even know this, but I was homeless for like a year. Literally living in my car because I refused to ask anybody for anything. And had a job. That's the crazy part. Had a job, but I could not get above water to save my life. And when we first moved into the hotel that we moved into at that time, it was like heaven. Open the door. Y'all don't understand. When you go through things in your life and something as small as running water,
hot water. Okay.
Water.
Come on now.
Make you tear up.
Appreciate life. Heat.
Shelter.
A fan.
A ham and cheese sandwich.
No, you don't. I can't
believe
that.
I bet you're gonna do that. You like bologna, y'all.
Yes. My bologna has a first name.
But
it's the little things, yes.
It's the little things. Just being able to be warm, cold if it's in the summer. Because sometimes we sat in a hot car in the summertime. We went through summer and winter homeless. So not only was we sitting in a hot car, choosing not to eat days because we had a child in that situation. So that child had to eat. And while we're sitting up in the front seat sleep, that child had to lay down and get rest in the back seat. So it's sacrifices, you know, that had to be made because what I thought was a good decision ended up turning into a major disaster. So this was the moment in my life where I realized that, okay, wait a minute. First of all, that was a great thing. I thought it was a great thing to be relocated, you know, to a new place. You know, it was wonderful. But, you know, it was a part of my goal setting too, but it made me rethink life in general. It made me think about, okay, let's start writing things down and taking action. Let's start thinking about things before we actually make a move. Let's start asking questions. Let's start, you know, investigating. Because truth be told, when I was told I was going to get this job and I was going to move, it was like a moment where we really needed it. We needed to get away. We needed a new start, a fresh start. And we were just like, okay, let's go. So it was no research behind or nothing. You know, we went to this move to the small town, just like where I was from. You know, it was really, really, you know, comfy. And just didn't think it was going to be like it was. But it just, when she couldn't find anything in that area, I mean, when I say anything, nothing, because it was a small country town. So we ended up having to relocate again in order for things to start turning around. So my approach to goal setting was, I don't know, in the beginning I would set goals, but then they didn't become real until I touched it. So that's why I say you can write it down all you want to, but you have to put some action behind it in order for it to be real. So yeah, that's my take. I'm sorry, y'all was long-winded on that. But I almost
told you, Pentecostal baby, it's okay.
You ain't talking. Watch this, y'all. Watch this. Y'all time or not. Time.
I want you to change your verbiage though, because it was not a disaster. It was the pressure that you needed to make you as passionate as you are. One thing that it did establish was your connection with your wife. It showed you that she was a ride or die. It showed you guys how resilient you are individually and collectively. And it created the pressure that you guys needed to, even now in this moment, to give you that peace that you had this week during what you endured. Because if you got through that, God got you through that. He definitely was going to get you through this. So that was what you needed then to get you to where you are now. So it wasn't a disaster. It was definitely by design that happened, because these are things that you needed to see. You know, you didn't always have people around you when you were going through things, and you needed to see, hey, listen, now I got somebody with me, because you've always been a single mom. So to endure that with somebody else, you know, that's a whole nother. People don't understand how important community is as an adult. we, as you always say, people need people. And a child just doesn't need a village. Adults need villages too. So you guys were creating your village, you know, for each other. So that was definitely, definitely the seed that you guys needed to help you water the marriage and the relationship that you guys have now, where you have the safety. We was talking about this before we started recording, the safety of knowing that I have somebody that's going to have my back when I'm going through these things, and vice versa. You know, if she's not working, I could still tap in and provide. That was another conversation we had. And just give you that peace, man, because you didn't have that. So I'm grateful that she was there with you to endure the storms with you. So, you know, you do take those vows and you know, okay, for rich or poor, better or worse, y'all done went through the worst. Okay.
Okay.
But also too, to just keep you mindful that what God gives, he can also take away. And you don't have to be, and this was one thing that I learned when I worked at the YMCA, you don't have to be jobless to be homeless. There are so many people that are homeless and they have jobs, and they're not homeless because they are, you know, homeless because they ain't working. They are homeless because they didn't have community to help them in times of transition. So they are staying in these shelters because they don't have no other choice. And they get up and they look like me and you going to work, and they are actually living in hotels and shelters and different things like that because they don't have family to say, come stay with me until you get on your feet. You know what I mean? Or a spouse to say, yeah, like people don't have that. So, you know, I'm grateful that you guys had each other. I know it was difficult, but I'm grateful that you had each other. And for me to answer the question really quickly.
She called me Pentecostal.
I wanted to say, because I know people are listening, and I wanted to reframe that, because I don't want us to tap into what we go through as disasters or bad things. These things are seeds that we need to water the resilience in us, right? So we need to be mindful of those things. Like, God is putting that pressure on us to create the diamonds that he originally set us out to be. But for me, the pivotal moment for me was leaving my ex-husband. That's when I realized that I needed to set goals, and I lost myself because I was so busy trying to help him build his image and build what he wanted that I lost myself, and I lost what I wanted to do and who I was. And I had to completely revamp and reinvent and do that with a baby and all this other stuff. So I had to really tap into what do I like now? You know, when I met this man, I was 29. Now I'm in my whole 30s. Like, I'm not the same person. You know, who am I? And really stick to my goals, stick to my core values. Because if I would have stick to my core values when I met him, we would have never. You know what I'm saying? But so many times, like we said, life be lifing. And we make decisions based off of where we are in the moment and not who we're trying to be later. And if we focus on the end goal, a lot of these things and a lot of people that we attach ourselves to, they won't never get an opportunity because we're focused on what we need to focus on. But we allow life to distract us and detour us, and we end up going back to where we're supposed to be. But it takes us a couple years to shift gears again once we, you know, lose the distractions. But yeah, that would have been the pivotal moment for me. So now that I have that, I definitely am more mindful, and I never want to lose that again.
I know that's right. Whew. But you know, you can lose yourself. When you lose yourself, oh my God, it's hard to get back. You, it's like you're fighting for your life when you lose yourself.
Oh, it is life or death. Definitely. Definitely.
Man.
I think that one is kind of like the same thing as the previous question.
Okay, let's change.
Yeah. So for my audio babies, we're going through these questions in real in real time, right? And we don't want to answer the same questions over. So you guys are getting raw responses. These are not rehearsed, okay? These are raw responses. I would answer that. Okay. How do you differentiate between short-term goals and long-term vision while planning your life?
Well, let's see. Short-term, but see, you have to, before that question be asked, you have to know the difference between short-term and long-term. Because a lot of people consider some short-term goals as long-term goals, and a lot of people think that long-term goals are short-term goals. Like, some people would say a house is a long-term goal, but some people would look at it as a short-term. You know what I'm saying? But to me, a short-term... it just depends on the person to me. It depends on
the individual. Because I was going to say short-term goals, I believe, is something that you can achieve in a short amount of time.
Right.
And long-term goals is something that you can achieve in a longer amount of time.
But some people can buy a house in the short term if they got good credit and money and a good job. You know, so that can come off as short-term for them. But me personally, short-term for me would be Christmas coming up. I need to save money for Christmas. So I'm going to save some money for Christmas. That's going to be a goal for me. Or maybe it's a certification I want to go get. That's short term, you know. Long term for me would be buy a house. Would be long term. But sometimes things don't go the way you plan it. So you can sit down and you can plan your life however you want to plan it. But you're going to have a lot of detours. You're going to have a lot of escape rooms. So even with you thinking about the short and the long term and writing it down, like I said, to go to action again, you got to put some action behind it, man. Or nothing's going to fall in place. Oh, she looking for something, y'all.
Yeah, you know, I was doing the definition challenge.
Trying to figure out what short term and long term is.
Okay, here we go now. It says the short-term goal is an objective you aim to achieve within a relatively short time frame, typically within a few months to a year, serving as stepping stones towards larger long-term aspirations. So let's use your example for of the house. So a house would be a long-term goal, but establishing your credit would be a short-term goal. So the short-term goals aid towards the long-term goals.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, a long-term goal would be getting married, right? So the short-term goal would be going to counseling, doing the work to get to marriage. Mm. So if the long-term goal for you is to continue to podcast, and to be a household name, the short-term goal for you was to continue to pump out episodes, mm-hmm. continue to do stuff in the community, you know, mm-hmm. so it aids to the long-term goal. So that's good to know. I thought it was two different things, but it's supposed to aid to the long-term goal. That's what the definition says.
Nice. Learn something new.
Are you gonna learn with me, baby? We learning over here.
She always doing something. She gotta be looking up everything. God, I knew in that head was down. She was looking
when
up.
When my son be asking my oldest, I'd be like, Google it. He'd be like, Mom, because you need to know. You need
Google
to know.
Ain't always right though.
Listen, ma'am. This helped me. I've had a lot of aha moments. I'm like, oh, okay. Now I ain't saying WebMD anything now. That'll get you got.
Don't Google everything, y'all, because when you Google everything, it had you over here with cancer. And no, darn well, you ain't got to go to the doctor. You negative. Don't Google everything.
I'm just tired. But you got all kind of illnesses because of WebMD.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna do, look, watch your face, y'all. Watch this. So this is going to be the last question. Okay. Look, so I don't care. Go ahead. I don't care. What process do you use to ensure your goals align with your personal values?
My.
Whew. I know you just said a couple of yours.
But see, listen. Let's listen, Linda. See, you have you give me all these. I should need put that. Listen, that question a bit.
That's what you
what
get.
Process do you use?
You said writing down on your dry erase board.
Oh yeah, yeah. But
that's your process.
I'm getting old, so I have to do a lot of different
things. I know, that's why I help you out, baby, because you know. You Pentecostal, so you know. gotta keep you on time. Listen. I'm Baptist for real, so we like a good schedule in the Baptist Listen. Church. Okay, you know we got programs. They don't do that in other churches. Okay,
okay.
We
don't, they really
I
like don't.
A good. I love a good. That's probably why I'm so analytical because of the
love program.
The baby, I love to know what's going on. I don't like nothing. That's why I can't do Pentecostal.
They say the prayer next, and the nigga the choir.
Okay, that means we almost done. It's time for breakfast.
I got to see what's coming.
Pentecostal, somebody jump up. We here for another 3 hours. Lord, somebody got a testimony. I can't. Mm-mm. That is not. I didn't sign up for this. Like, brunch is at 11. What? Wait.
Shit. No. What a jump up.
For real. Somebody jump up. Oh, man. Here we go.
Y'all forgive her.
Look. Okay. One thing you're going to know about me. I'll be dead serious, okay? And nobody got time for that.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-mm. I ain't signed up to be in church all day.
I ain't even answered the question yet. Stop cutting up. Mm-hmm. So, look, y'all. So, look, I have my notebooks. I have notebooks on top of notebooks, y'all, filled with stuff, right? Because I'm hands-on with stuff like this. I am hands-on. I do use the computer and stuff, but I like to write stuff down because that's when it really means stuff to me. And like I said, I got like 4 or 5 dry erase boards. I got a calendar dry erase board, and I write down my tasks for each day, block out the times I'm gonna do it, and that's how I process all my goals. And I also have a vision board too. This is what I'm doing for year 2025. I've already knocked some things off for 2025, ain't?
Okay.
Yeah, but I ain't even announced half the stuff. I done knocked it off. I had about 10 things on that list when the year started. I think I probably
How many knocked off?
Maybe 3 or 4 of them.
Okay. One a month? Okay, come on here.
Okay. One and a half. I'm working. Okay. But you know when people get quiet, that means they're working.
Sometimes. Yeah,
they're working.
Or they're stealing in our profession. Oh, okay. We ain't going there. So my process, I'm gonna be honest. I ain't finished. Okay, go ahead. My bad.
See, I got a plan.
That's that Pentecostal, y'all. See, here we go. We just gonna put Pentecostal on the internet. It's gonna be.
They gonna get you. Somebody watching this Pentecostal. They will get
care.
You. I ain't going out.
Listen, I ain't saying nothing that I don't know because I done been in enough Pentecostal. I said, this ain't it for me.
Listen, the first time I went to one of them churches, I was like this.
You won't catch me again.
It was not, nah.
That's like going to see a Marvel movie. I might as well go see a Marvel movie. I'm not, no.
Had to wake me up and tell me church is over.
You get a good nap in there, boy. I ain't lying. No, you won't. It's too much noise. But if you can drown out the noise, you'll be there for
y'all. I was gone.
I know you. But she don't. When she go to sleep, babe. All right, we getting off topic now.
They probably thought I was up.
Because she sleep with her eyes open, y'all. She do that. Listen.
Okay.
She's about me be cutting up. She be fueling me. This is why episodes be an hour, because you be fueling me. I'm trying to keep the people from 30 to 45 minutes now.
Okay. We got less than a minute. So let me tell you. So I have a planner. And I have my phone. I do put like in my notes and stuff. I need to know too. I have to set reminders in there and stuff like that and put things on my Gmail calendar. I have lots of ways to do it because I be forgetting, y'all. Real life, I be forgetting. Okay, that's my process. You got less than a minute. Tell your process.
I really don't have one, but I use my phone notes and I use my computer. So once I go through them and I will organize them, I'm going to put a notebook based off of certain values and goals, and then I'm just going to write it down so it's tangibly in my hand.
I don't believe that. Look, y'all, she do meet and greets, right? Let me tell y'all this real quick. She do meet and reach, right? Who has a pile of it's, I mean, organized to the T of her guests? Okay, I booked this person. I talked to this person. I might not interview these people.
Yeah, no, because I need to know. I got things now. Organized. Okay, so if I have 50 people that's on my meet and greet list, I have to do the ones that I had an interview with already. Meaning, like, we did our one-on-one, we did a meet and greet, and this one is scheduled. They're pre-recorded, is scheduled. This one, we didn't do a meet and greet yet. This one, I ain't like the vibe, but I'm gonna put it in the pile just in case I need another episode. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have stuff mapped out.
But that's tangible.
That's business. But for me personally, it's all over the place. It's a circus up here.
I understand. We got to do something about that. I'm going to get you in order, man.
Listen, I can fix your life, but baby.
I swear she can. She'll tell you how to do your episode.
Some organize me, child, because that's what we do. We got others, but we need guidance too. That's what we do.
And that's where she at, though. She be having these really good ideas. Well, why can't would you do this?
It's crickets.
Why won't you do it?
Listen, child.
Yeah.
Help me help you. Help me. That's what Kevin Hart. Help me.
Y'all, I tried to get off the episode. You see how she's still cutting up? I'm trying.
Mm-mm. All right, y'all. I'm done.
All right.
This has been a great episode. We never get through none of our questions. We get maybe like two or three. But you know, it's good. It's great. You know, it's a new season. We gonna try. Maybe next episode.
We'll be all right. She talking about this is the last question. I do hate that, especially like y'all. I know she Blemish Beauty. Y'all go to Blemish Beauty and she asked me. It seemed like she only asked me 6 questions, y'all. Cause wow.
I'm trying to get the people. Now, if y'all butts hurt because y'all listening to this episode or watching it, because you know people be getting in and out of our videos, child. They don't be staying the whole hour. So I be trying to make the people
want. I was just trying to explain to them how you do me on the Blemish Beauty. Like, you literally give me 5 questions at that.
Yeah,
because
on Breaking the Silence, we in 30 minutes. We like Domino's Pizza. We get 30 minutes and we out. So I'm trying to, you know, abide by your rules and make.
I don't do them like that, though. I don't do them like that and just kick them out the door. And then she did after the last question, she's like, well, thank you for being a guest on the show. And then next thing you know, you gone.
I told you.
You have been graced and gifted.
You listen. Catholic Church, you baby. Man, I ain't got time. We
okay. I'm done. I gotta get up. I'm done. This has been a good episode. I hope that y'all have learned something about setting goals, and not only setting goals and, you know, long term, short term. And she says the short term aids the long term.
Mm-hmm. Yes, write that down. That's the tip for the day. That's if the you don't remember nothing day. Else.
So got you set life. Your short term. Make sure that short term is aiding your long term goals, and mm-hmm. also put some action behind it. Find a system that works for you, where that's you can important. See it, you can touch it, something mm-hmm. where you can make sure that you meet your goals in your life. But everything, as I always say, starts with who? You.
You.
So I hope that y'all have enjoyed this amazing episode. It's always a great time with my little sis on the episode. So y'all stay strong. Y'all stay inspired. And know that it's time to own your journey. Right now. You got anything else? You see that smile?
Well, as always, we are here healing hearts and inspiring change. See y'all next week.
Later.